Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We are live today. Sea Isle, Team 62, the Beer Bowl, and everything today and all of this is for the Eagles Autism Foundation, courtesy of Jason Kelsey. It is his Beer Bowl, and joining us, one of his guests today, one of our guests on the show, I think last time we had Dan Orlovsky on the show was right
before.
In New Orleans. Yeah, in New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
I got beef with Dan Orlovsky.
Uh-oh. Dan, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
Great to be back. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
I ain't good, Dan, because I've been, you know, I follow you on Twitter. You ain't following me back because I've been beefing with you. It's like some of your takes I have a problem with.
All right.
And I be sending you angry tweets, but you ignore all of them. I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate being
ignored.
Is that
the beef?
Yes.
Oh, man, I thought it was real.
Beer. That's a weak
beef,
dude.
Come on. Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
I thought there was something like...
Oh, you thought I was angry for real?
Yeah, like, no. And I was looking forward to that. All right, I'll follow you back on Twitter, honestly. Sometimes...
You said you're looking for... Oh, you want this smoke, huh? You're looking forward to this.
I like arguing. I like conflict. I love conflict. I don't have any with my wife in marriage, so I love to argue.
Come to the right place.
Yeah. I love to argue.
Welcome to WIP. That's all we do.
All right, I'm going to follow you back. You have my word.
Okay. Since you want to argue, I got an argument for you
yes.
that we have all the time.
Uh-oh.
Unsolicited.
Okay.
What is your take on Jalen Hurts? Your honest take.
I think I've said the facts and the opinions just don't match up. The fact is, since he's become the starter. Obviously, two Super Bowls, win one, probably the best player in both of those games. I think he's top five or top seven in mainly all the statistical categories. Mm-hmm. So there's that's the facts. Mm-hmm. But the opinion is, or the opinion of a lot, I would probably in this camp is, that there are times when the passing game and the pass element is lacking. Mm-hmm. And so that's a very interesting kind of balance is, if we were going to take Jalen with all 32 starting quarterbacks and just put him on a field and just had him throw, which is the basic premise of the position, he wouldn't be in your top 16. I don't think he would be in a lot of people's top 16. But all he's done is win. All he's done is play huge and big moments. And so, like, my take on him is, I got asked this yesterday, I think it's silly to not have him as a top 10 player at the position because of the accomplishments.
Yeah, so... I guess because where we get caught at, when we talk about Jalen, a lot of times we say he just wins, and I think that for you know don't want to Ryan Clark anybody, but for a lot of people that don't understand that is one of the most important things and one of the most important attributes to have at a quarterback. So that's where I think it's tough for people to kind of categorize Jalen because
sure.
you don't see the arm strength, you don't see. The certain type of statuesque play that you get from other quarterbacks.
And you don't see a lot of, like, the wow plays. You know, the at times bordering on the careless versus reckless versus aggressive stuff that we see from Patrick's and Josh and Lamar and Herbert's and guys like that. He doesn't lose. I think that's the thing that, for me, is, like, he often does the stuff to not lose games, not give games away. You know about that in the league.
Yeah.
And it's a great quality, but it's a quality that people don't fall in love with.
I got another question for you because this one caused a lot of trepidation on our show a couple days ago, too. Is winning a quarterback stat?
I love the question.
I don't think so, no. I think that we can't call it the greatest team sport ever played and then pin the end result on one player. I think winning the way I would phrase it is – wins, the quarterback impacts wins or losses more than any professional position in professional sports. Mm-hmm. And so you have to attribute wins and losses greater to quarterbacks more often than not. But I don't think it's a stat, no, because I've seen quarterbacks just play unbelievable football and lose.
And then the opposite, right, where they play poorly, and then they can still win the game.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
It happens a lot.
But really good quarterbacks over the course of time win. Like, that is a reality.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Singular moments, I think that's probably too small of a thought.
So, we've debated Jalen from the minute he took over, and it's been a lot of success, right? It's been way more good than bad, obviously, with Jalen Hurts here in Philadelphia. Now the question is, moving forward, how does he play, right?
Sure.
And in this new offense, how do you think he fits in a Sean Mannion kind of scheme? And the one question I have, and I'm just curious your perspective playing the position. To me, when I watch Jalen, he one of the things, it's kind of his tendency, but it's also been a strength, is he holds the ball, right?
Sure.
He doesn't get the ball quickly. This offense, when you watch it around the league, it's more of get the ball out quickly. Is that something you think he can change, or will that tendency be hard to break?
All right, I'll answer the second one first. The get the ball out quickly element. One, Jalen does not have a twitchy release. He'll never get the ball out quickly. He's not that type of player. Catch and throw is not a strength of his. It's not a sudden, like, almost like a Mayweather type of jab. I don't think this offense is one that the RPO element, kicking the ball to the perimeter, he'll be fine with. That's not like a you got to get it out now type of thing. I think this offense predicates it on holding it a little bit more because the play-action game. To answer the first question, people don't like the answer. I'm not betting against them. The Jalen Hurts that we have seen play does not fit seamlessly into this offense. He doesn't. The fundamental parts of this offense. One, put the quarterback under center. Jalen doesn't do that a ton. I think he's capable of it, but he doesn't do it a ton. Two, turn your back to the defense. Three, play-action game. Four, throw the ball up the middle of the field. Those just aren't things that we've seen him major in. I doubted him when he took over. I'm not going to doubt him again. But it is going to be a very different experience for him. And I've said this. What he's like in November in this offense will be very, very different than what he's like in September.
That's interesting that you say it like that, because as a defender, when you look at the quarterback and he does certain things like that, what is it the hardest thing to do when you go on the center and you turn your back to the defense? Is it just the reading of the yep. of the defense? Is how it changes yeah. when your back is turned?
Yeah, it's a great question. So one, I'll start with this: the timing of the pass game is totally different. Mm-hmm. A lot of the play action games are like 7 or 8 step drops. Now people think 8 step drop. How can that happen? Because you're often turning to your left, and so there's an extra step involved. So mm-hmm. just getting the timing of that drop is huge. The location of where you are in the pocket. It's not often shotgun, catch the ball, and I'm just behind the center in between the two guards. He'll be behind the guard. He'll be behind the tackle at times. So, like, the location of where he's making those throws is going to be very different.
You know what? When you say that, so what I'm understanding is it depends, like, when you're in the pocket, because you see a lot of guys, they might drop, and they sure. might drop to the left, or they might drop to the right. So what you're basically saying is it depends on where he's at in the pocket, that it depends on where the ball is going?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, so –
that's a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just a very different experience. Now you do that offensively to change the launch point, open up passing lanes.
Yeah.
So that's the fundamental difference. And then, like, when it comes to the hardest part, there's an easy part to it as well for a quarterback. Sometimes, you know, when I grew up with Gary Kubiak and Kyle Shanahan and LaFleur and McVay, there's a beauty of, like, just getting the ball, turning your back to the defense. I don't need to know the defense at times because I'm just turning my back. I'm making a ball fake, and I'm looking for an area. I'm just trying to find an area. I'm not trying to find a person. And so once I find that area, then I'm trying to see a color, you know. If
the right color.
Yes, correct. So there's a beauty in that as well. But then there's also times where you turn your back to the defense and you think it's one thing, and the defense changes, or yeah. you lose sight of a guy. And defenders are smart. They're not – prepared as well. So they're baiting you. They're lying to you. Defenders, you'll see defenders turn with their back to the quarterback like, oh, I'm running deep. And then all of a sudden, nope, here I'm looking to cross or I stop and there's that pick, you know? And so, you know, with a quarterback that doesn't turn his back to the defense, you always see. You always can see where everyone is. They can't really lie to you that much. Mm-hmm. Turning your back to the defense, you'll get lied to a lot. And it'll take time to adjust to.
I got another question. When we look at this, you know, A.J. Brown in New England, he's with, you know, McDaniel and an offense that Drake May is somewhat familiar with.
Sure.
And they're just integrating him.
Yep.
And you have Jalen that's learning this whole new offense. So with that being said, all of that information, the first 4 weeks of the season, who has
A.J.?
And why is that?
Well, A.J., one, New England's got matchup nightmares right now, especially if they keep Kayshon Boutte. Now, there's rumors he'll get traded, but we'll see. But there's only going to be so many people that they have to cover New England. And they've got 5 or 6 deep now at the pass-catching group. So A.J.'s going to have some one-on-one matchups. So it's just going to be reality. Young quarterback that's in a second-year system, I think it's easier for a receiver to go out and say, stand there 2 yards outside the numbers and run a 10-yard stop route. And if it's man-to-man, just whoop your guy. I just think Jalen, and you're also, if you're the Eagles and you're Jalen, you're going to be banking on 2 rookies playing really important snaps. And again, that's why I think November will be very different than September, because with Mekhi and Eli, I do think that they're going to be really good players, but I think it's going to be something.
It's going to grow in pain.
Yeah, I don't expect September for them to come on and light it up, but I do think they're going to be really good players as the season goes on.
Dan Orlovsky with us here. We're live at the Team 62 Beer Bowl in Seattle. Dan, how good do you think Devontae Smith is? It's one of those guys we've watched for years. He's obviously really good, but he's had AJ with him, right, for all these years. So it's like, is he a 2? Is he a 1A? And can he be a true number 1? How good do you think Devontae is?
I think he's Justin Jefferson-like. And I know that those are heavy and big words, and I think Justin is sensational. But when you watch those players run routes, they run very similar. Stride length is exceptional. The way that they use the different pace in their route to open themselves up, the length that they play with over the field, the ability to go make those 50-50 contested, just aggressive balls down the field. They can run any route tree at any capability. And I think that you're going to see Devontae play to a similar style that Justin does. Justin gets moved all over the place, is constantly in motion. They're doing everything they can to get him free releases. Why are you doing that? Because the route running is a strength. And so I think he's a 1. I don't think that there's any debate if he's a 1. Will he get into that top 5, top 7 receiver conversation? That'll be attached to how good Sean is, how good Jalen plays. But I think he's very Justin Jefferson-like with the style of play.
Well, that's a big one. I mean, I'll take that comp, and I'm going to use that all summer. As
but
we talk
if
about
you think about Justin, yeah. You're long, sure. Rangy, lanky, you know, the ability to go pluck the ball out of the air. I think Devontae has those traits.
Yep. All right, so tell us about the beer bowl here, what we got going on. You were at Ocean Drive yesterday.
Yeah,
how was that?
What a scene, yeah. Man. I had no idea. Jason and the Eagles Foundation, Eagles Autism Foundation, were just like, hey, will you come down? I was like, sure. I had no idea what we're getting ourselves into. It was insane in the best ways. You yep. know, it was one of the another moment where you sit there and be like, I get why these people are the way that they are. You know, it's like they love the Eagles,
like that,
man.
It don't sound.
No, when it's good,
yeah,
I would imagine it's the best.
Of course.
And when it's bad, you're like, holy fudge, dude. People are paying more money for a selfie, and I'm not an Eagle, a selfie than they were drinks. I had a woman offer me $500 for my hat. So it was intense, so much fun, flew by. I think they raised a ton of cash. And then today, I literally have no idea what we're doing.
Well, are you ready? I mean, you can look down at the water there. I mean,
from what I know, I've been asked, I'm going to throw footballs at people to try to knock them off that
floor. That, you can do that.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It sounds good until you miss 14 throws and everyone's like, you suck. So,
I mean, we're used to it. So if you be here long enough, you'll get used to it.
Yeah. But it's awesome, man. What a cool event.
And it goes to a great cause, the Eagles Autism Foundation. You can go donate on our social media pages. Dan, we appreciate giving us a few minutes. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll talk soon.
My pleasure.
And the beef is over now.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
The beef is over.
We really didn't have no beef, Dan.
Yeah, but when a guy that you respect so much and physically intimidated goes, I got beef with you, it's like, all right, here we go.
No, I didn't have beef.
Here we go.
You gotta follow.
But you stayed. I mean, you could have walked away.
No. Yeah. I like that.
You could have been like, up yours, Douglas.
Can I share a quick Jalen story with you guys real quick?
Of course,
okay, so a couple weekends ago at the Eagles Autism Foundation golf event at Marion, my son, they honored my son. And so Jalen came. We have never met Jalen. I have never met Jalen. And my son and Jalen are talking. Jalen was sensational with my son. And my son says, Jalen, I made a comic book about you, like a comic book about you. And Jalen, and I'm 4 or 5 feet from Jalen, kind of just behind my son. And Jalen goes, huh, really? And my son goes, yeah. And Jalen goes, well, if I'm good enough to make it in your comic book, and he looks me dead in the eyes and goes, that means your dad's got to be nicer to me on TV from now on.
Oh, he was dead ass.
Dead in my eyes. And I looked at him and I go, well played.
That's a good one. That is a great story. And it doesn't surprise me. He was, you know,
I mean, he hears everything.
Generous to your son. Yeah.
He was unbelievable. He was unbelievable, man. So he spent 10 minutes with my son.
That's
talking.
Awesome.
But it was a great, great. And I was like, tip of the hat. Well done.
You're going to have that in the back of your head during first day back there?
Uh-oh. Yeah, it puts me in a unique situation. Yeah.
I'm sure it does. Thank you, Dan. Dan Orlovsky with us here on the WIP Midday Show. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard there. All right, Hugh, that was an interesting conversation. And the beef is squelched now.
Oh, no, I was no beef, man.
Beef.
I just wanted to get followed.
You
know what it is? I listen to Dan, and he does a great job on ESPN. Now, sometimes he says stuff, and I'll send him angry tweets. I'll send him
like everybody else.
Yeah, I'll send him some angry
tweets. That's why he doesn't respond. He gets out of
hundreds. Yeah, he said mean and hurtful. And I was like, yo, you need to respond to this one. So, no, but I like his insight, man, because – here's the beautiful thing about it. We don't always agree, but you respect where he's coming from because he played the position.
Of course, yeah.
And then when he started talking about how you turn your back to the defense, it just – like when you hear that, it just adds another layer of questions. And then you realize how difficult it is to play that position.
Yep.
That's why, you know, and I was also kind of going here. That's why when you have one that can win football games in the fashion that he's winning, you take it. And you try to build around all the other stuff, but the bottom line is Buddy's winning, you know?
You didn't get the response you wanted from a quarterback.
I know.
What do you mean?
It's a W for me.
He said – They're not a QB.
You know what?
He's
a QB. You know what?
I'm just going to write that down as a win for Jillio.
You know what Dad did?
W.
He long talked his way into saying that W's are quarterback stats.
He did not.
I totally disagree.
He did do that.
No, he did not.
He didn't want to say it flat out.
Nope.
Because he was talking about all the other intangibles.
I'm pretty sure the first words out of his mouth when he asked them were no.
Now he said, "Well, let me say it." Then he said, "Let me say it like this." And he basically got back to the basic premise that it is.
Are you really trying to spin this?
No, it's what he said.
Actually, I mean, you got
the way he explained it.
He was playing TV.
No,
he wasn't playing radio.
Not even on TV. Well, I guess YouTube. But the way he explained it, I agree with that. Like. Of all the positions in sports, it's the one that is the most heavily towards wins and losses.
Yeah, but
a
said
stat
it,
that's I can't
well, no,
go
he,
there.
He basically you know he doubled that. He basically
you are amazing.
What I was
yeah,
you are amazing.
You know, you're twisting yourself.
Do you agree
pretzel.
With me? No, and then he twists it together. I mean, you are
real quick. We have a Flyers trade.
Okay,
Garnet Hathaway to the Florida Panthers. So, I'm actually a little surprised they were even able to offload him. I'm assuming it's because we retained 50% of his salary, but we got some late picks for him, and we sent a pick back.
So, we're retaining the salary is almost like eating
50%,
money?
Yeah,
eating money.
It's not that much.
Yeah, so they're paying half his salary to get him.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably a better fit in Florida. I mean, they're assembling like the big – they're like Broad Street Bullies 2.0 with the Tkachuk brothers and Hathaway, who's just like – it's Goon Central over there. But, I mean, solid move, just now it kind of – gives you room to let some of the young guys
okay.
come up.
All right, well, that's an interesting trade. All right, so late-round picks, you said?
Yeah.
In draft tomorrow night?
Specifically, we got a 2026 fifth, 2027 fourth, and we sent our 2026 sixth.
Draft tomorrow night, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know there's a puck – I think there's a puck-it-up party with Broads. One other thing, and we got a lot to talk about here, 215-592-9494. We're at the Beer Bowl, Team 62 in Sea Isle. You know, I thought it was interesting just hearing his Dan's perspective on the nuances of what Jalen has to do in this new system.
Yes.
And he mentioned something I thought kind of subtle, but I wonder how much they're going to incorporate. So he was talking about the different parts of this offense, right? And he said, because the Packers did some of the RPO stuff where Jordan Love would roll out.
Mm-hmm.
He said Jalen will do that just fine. Like, I wonder if the Eagles will try to incorporate more early that he's done. You know what I mean? Like, more he's incorporated. He's
that
done.
Makes sense. Yeah,
he has experience.
Trying to get off to a fast start,
and then maybe go heavier towards the newer stuff later. Because he did basically say the stuff that Jalen's experienced with, he'll do that fine. The other stuff that could take time.
I think in order to make this transition as easy as possible, Joe, you kind of got to jump into the deep end. I mean, you want to win games.
I know
you want to win games.
You got to want to win games, right?
But you can't get. I feel like you're in a situation where, and hear me out a little bit. You've been so comfortable doing what makes you comfortable.
Right.
That you have to do the stuff that makes you uncomfortable so that it becomes comfortable.
No, I in practice and installing
but,
it, I'm
but
sure.
You gotta, but
like
you got to be able to do it in the
games. Third and six,
but
game on the line against Washington.
Mm-mm. You got to be able to do it in the games, Joe. You have to be able to do it in the games.
I want to do what he's good at.
But see, here's the thing, Joe. You can't ask for $60 million more dollars.
Well, I'm not asking. I mean,
no, I'm just saying.
I know I can't ask for 60
yeah,
more
just
million.
In this hypothetical, I mean, this hypothetical situation.
It's radio. What are we doing?
You can't ask for $60 million more dollars, and just do what makes you comfortable. You have to be able to expand your portfolio.
No, I get that.
You know what I mean? So you have to. Like, this is what we talk about when we talk about Jalen. He's a winner. He adapts well. Okay. Well, you have to adapt. So in those moments when you're instead of doing the bread and butter thing, because guess who else knows you're going to want to do the bread and butter?
Well, the Commanders.
Robert Saleh.
Yeah, and then the Titans.
Robert Saleh
and then
knows you
Bears
wants to go with
and
the
Rams.
Bread.
Yeah. I know, I get it.
So you have to be unpredictable in that moment.
I guess, yeah, you're right, and I understand. I guess for me, just hearing that there is some of the offense that does kind of fit Jalen, like how much of that will we see versus the stuff that is more brand new and more he's going
to
need
It has
time.
To be the brand new stuff, Joe, because like I honestly believe that they've scouted you to the point where I think back to what Robert Saleh said. He said they ran that play 3 years ago and they knew it. You know what I mean? The four verts.
That was the biggest indictment on the old offense.
So you can't Like, you can't be the same. Even if it makes you comfortable, you have to be comfortable in the new system in order to throw that monkey wrench in it for somebody else.
That was a cool story he told at the end about Jalen with his son, which not surprised at all. Jalen will be great to his son, but like, hey, I hear you on TV.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just another instance of Jalen paying attention to what people
are
saying.
Well, that story's been out there this offseason.
That's what kind of jumped out.
Well, and obviously Dan is on ESPN, right? Like, he's on First Take and stuff. So that stuff,
it's
probably in their locker room. It's on TV, so he sees all that stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. We're at Team 62, the Beer Bowl, which is about to get going here with everyone in the obstacle course in the water. Hugh, have you reconsidered your position on participating?
Get in the water.
Okay, just asking.
Checking every half hour.
Yes, just to see if your fear has gone away. All right, on the other side, we'll get to a couple things. We did tease something that we wanted to bring up. Ruben Amaro said about the Phillies and their biggest need right now and how he framed it. Plus, a former Eagle, Hugh Douglas's guy, took a shot. I mean, a direct shot at all of us and the Eagles yesterday. We can't ignore this.
You know, Hugh needs to officially denounce it.
I agree. You need to need to slam this guy. So that's coming up next. Your phone calls. Are you open to trading Tyrese Maxey after the draft pick of Filon to basically play the same position? And
Filon.
The Phillies. Are you starting to believe this team this year is different? I am. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.